explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
We're explaining well today, and the explain well topic is the fact that Chwane doesn't have any power.
Still.
Hulank.
So we still have no indication of how long this is going to take to recover from. I know that on Monday, councillors in the area were speculating and saying that they think it will take up to a week to get all areas up. Ek begin wonder oor dit, so ek sou eerder praat oor Mansies as 'n kon. Maar die situasie is tamelijk ernstig op die oomblik.
I think in Tshwane you have to make a decision. You can either have electricity or you can have a mayor. You can't have both. They currently have a mayor. They have no electricity. En blijkbaar is die meier baie besig om die probleem te probeer oplos, blijkbaar.
Ja, nee, en ek dink rarig hy probeer. Selfs Eskom het vandag foto's getweet van hulle werkers wat nou op die grond is. Ons probeer bepaal precies wat doen hulle, want het lyk in die foto's wat hulle geplaas het, as we daar dalk pale opgaan, ons koordpale, om op te gaan om die kragdrade op te sit. Dit is die eerste keer ooit, ek dink dat enige iemand in Pretoria op 'n paal wil wees, maar ons soek hierdie drade op 'n paal. To explain though why we're in the situation we are now. So we've got stage 6 load shedding overnight for the country, and Pretoria is not going to be spared from that. I know one of our listeners yesterday asked, can't they at least be spared that? Die probleem is die stad het eenvoudig nie die kapasiteit om genoeg krag aan almal te gee nie. So fase 6 beurtkrag, on top of that, so what they've been doing up to now is backfeeding power where they can. But the problem is that not all areas are getting power. So specifically Mamelodi still hasn't had power since Sunday, and there's a lot of criticism being levelled at the city that only the more affluent areas are getting power at this stage. But so I've got Selby Bukaba here explaining what the challenge is after the backfeeding.
It should be noted that this interim measure will likely overload the system and possible trips may occur. To obviate possible trips due to overload, the city will implement a 4-hourly load reduction in some areas, Waltloo, Mamelodi 1, 2, 3, Phumulani, and Goedespoort supply area.
So that is a load reduction on top of load shedding.
Yeah, and the load reduction, so we're waiting for that schedule, and we're busy nagging them to find out exactly what this means and when and where and that kind of thing.
So dit is basies soos 'n rotering van, okay, julle het krag gehad en toe maak ons dit reg en nou gaan ons die krag vir nog 'n area gee.
Ja, dis letterlik die areas wat wel gekoppel is, gaan vir tot en met 4 ure op beslag afgesit word, sodat areas wat nog glad nie krag gehad het nie, 'n rukkie krag kan hê. Maar nou moet hulle daai skedule uitwerk tussen die beurtkragskedule,
wat tans op fase 6 is, indefinitely.
That sigh you heard in the background was Joe Man, who lives in one of these affected areas.
Mm-hmm. My area, because when I also started looking at the areas that did have power before we got there, I was also like, these seem very like Eastish, and Eastish is obviously like Joburg North, and I was like, that's not right.
So yeah, and what the mayor said on that is that it's not linked to demographics or profiling or anything. It's literally just the technical specifications in terms of which substations are up and running, firstly, and that they can feedback. But yes, a lot of people have been saying exactly that Mamelodi, less affluent areas, are literally still sitting in the dark since Sunday. Maar nou het hulle 'n tydelike plan gemaak, en die tydelike plan veroorsaak probleme, waar jy nou voor goed nou trip, en nou sit ons op
stage 6.
Ook op fase 6, maar dan ook dan die vermindering en regtig beurt te maak met wanneer ons krag het.
Weet jy wat nee, ek dink daar was baie te sê oor die feit dat ons 'n minister van elektrisiteit gekry het en so, maar die feit dat hy oor die afgelope paar dae met hierdie kragkrisis in Pretoria baie visible is, hy is besig om te verduidelik presies wat gebeur in terme van die planne wat gemaak is vir die mense wat sonder krag sit. So I don't necessarily think it was a bad decision for us to have a minister of electricity, because it's a crisis that one person is now specifically in a portfolio to deal with.
Yeah, look, and what was interesting to me is he was very supportive of the efforts being taken by the mayor and the government that we do now have in Tshwane. Tshwane, though, has a lot of challenges. So today we saw that the motion of no confidence in the speaker was not passed because the speaker did not let them have
vote on him.
On him.
Must be nice.
And then the next pressure is the city's budget, which they're meeting on tomorrow. And there's a deadline of, I think, the 14th. That budget has to be passed. That was the extended deadline because there were so many challenges with the mayoral position. If they don't pass the budget, they could be placed under administration.
It's just a lot. Listen, so the most important thing is there is this rotational additional schedule that seems to be coming to Tshwane. As Christelle said, we are harassing them at the moment to get this schedule, to give it to you as fast as possible. The moment we have it, we'll let you know. It'll go up onto the website, jacarandafm.com. If you are in those areas, we are sorry. We're thinking about you. We're going to do our level best to get you as much information as possible.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.